in a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children. Where world leaders are ignoring climate science.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
And nature is recreating doomsday movie plots. What will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Si en France nous passons pour des coquins, c'est qu'on connaît les bons moyens.
Hello, and welcome back. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today, let's take a trip to post-World War II France to meet a pioneering actress, entertainer, singer, and activist known around the world as Coco Chanel.
Elle se fabrique de jolies choses.
Jacques-Charles Dufresnoy was born in Paris in 1931. She made her debut as a transgender showgirl in 1953 at Chez Madame Arthur, where her mom was a flower seller. She chose to go by the stage name Coco Chanel, which, for my fellow non-French speakers, means ladybird or ladybug. She later performed regularly at a famous nightclub called Le Carousel de Paris, which also featured regular acts by other famous trans women. In 1958, Coco Chanel traveled to Casablanca to undergo a vaginoplasty by Georges Berru. She later said, "Dr. Berru rectified the mistake nature had made, and I became a real woman on the inside as well as the outside." When she returned to France, Coco Chanel was a media sensation, with a stage act based on prominent sex symbols of the day. And her fame wasn't limited to France. Coco Chanel first moved from the stage to the screen in 1959 when she appeared in Europe de Notte by director Alessandro Blasetti. That same year, Italian singer Gigo Agosti dedicated the song Cocinella to her. In 1960, Coco Chanel married French journalist Francis Bonnet. The couple were legally married by the French Roman Catholic Church after Jacques legally changed her name to Jacqueline Charlotte Dufresnoy and was rebaptized. The marriage was the first union of its kind officially acknowledged by the government of France, establishing the legal right of transgender people to marry. That said, that first marriage didn't last long. It was dissolved just 2 years later, in 1962. Coco Chanel then married Paraguayan dancer Mario Costa in 1973, and after his death, married fellow trans activist Terry Wilson in 1996. In honor of her 1963 musical review entitled Cherchez la Femme, or Look for the Woman, Bruno Cocatrix, the owner and manager of the Paris Olympia Music Hall, splashed Coco Chanel's name in red letters on the front of the famous performance venue. The show ran for a whopping 7 months. Coco Chanel continued performing on stage and in movies throughout her life. She wrote an autobiography, Coco Chanel par Coco Chanel, that was published in 1987. In addition to being an incredible performer and symbol, Jacqueline worked extensively as an activist on behalf of transgender people. She founded the organization Devenir Femme to become a woman, which was designed to provide emotional and practical support for people seeking sexual reassignment surgery. She also helped establish the Center for Aid, Research, and Information for Transsexuality and Gender Identity. Coxinell was hospitalized in July 2006 following a stroke and died that October. Jacqueline Charlotte Dufresnoy forged her own path and sought to make that road easier for those who followed. Tune in tomorrow for the story of another incredible pioneer. This time, we're heading to Hollywood. Special thanks to the one and only Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and the all-star researcher who pulled together this amazing collection of women. Talk to you tomorrow.
In a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children. Where world leaders are ignoring climate science.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
And nature is recreating doomsday movie plots. What will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.